You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, indeed, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Happy Monday to everybody, 2.08 PM right now on Valentine's Day. I hope you guys got your act together. It is an unforgivable thing to not have your Valentine's Day act together, but it's Valentine's Day all day long. Well, listen, I got to tell you, though, talking about the culture war, you know, something occurred to me this weekend as I move into my comments here. Let me just say, it just really struck me this weekend, and I don't say this is not trite, this is not because I'm a conservative talk show host. I literally, every once in a while, am staggered by the amount that we have to be thankful for in this country. And I mean that with all my heart. I mean that as someone who has been outside the borders of this country and seen what others don't have and recognized that the value of what we do have is so amazing. But have you ever noticed someone who has absolutely no appreciation for what they've been given? I mean, I know you have. We all have. It takes an amazing bit of deafness of the soul to cause someone to literally look at their blessings and decide it's not enough. I mean, likewise, it also speaks volumes when we can see or hear someone who truly appreciates what they have, that they do not take it for granted, and that even that they recognize the sacrifices that may have been made for them to have those blessings. Well, let me tell you two stories that came to mind over the weekend. One is of galling ingratitude, and the other is of deep appreciation. So the first is a story of the Israelites traversing the desert. They had no means to support their trek. They were transient. The ground was arid and dry. They couldn't grow crops if they wanted to. Provisions were running low. But the same God that saw fit to part the Red Sea had a plan. A plan that only the God of creation could put into place. So the food they needed just dropped from the sky. Manna. Manna from heaven. We don't know much about manna except that it sustained them completely. It was nourishing. It was a complete food. And it literally just fell to the earth and they picked it up off the ground. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I have jokingly theorized at times that my belief is that when manna fell from heaven, it was really just double stuffed Oreos. Just a theory, mind you. Other times, though, I speculate it could have been chicken minis from Chick-fil-A. But no, what it was, though, really was a miracle. I mean, the Israelites would gather it daily. There was an old song by one of these early contemporary Christian artists named Keith Green. Some of y'all may remember it. The song was called "So You Want to Go Back to Egypt." He made light of the fact that the Israelites actually began to complain. And when I say made light, he wasn't making light of it. He was just trying to bring some humor to a dark situation. The lyrics were pretty funny. I mean, like sarcastic funny. Like they had one part of the song where it says, "In the morning it's manna hotcakes. We snack on manna all day. And we sure had a winner last night for dinner, flaming manna souffle." And they went on to talk about manna waffles, manna burgers, manna bagels, filet of manna patty, and bamana bread. But all joking aside, what we read in Scripture is that the people forgot the value of the miracle. They set aside the actual evidence of the sacrifices made on their behalf. They complained a lot to the point that God grew tired of their complaints. They had completely overlooked the value of what they had and were willing to insult the basis of their very faith. And it's not a good look for a people that had just recently seen the plagues of Egypt and walked on dry land through the Red Sea. But there's another story that also came to mind. That is just the opposite. Generations later, after the manna, generations later, David was at war with the Philistines. He had a group of warriors that fought at his side every day. They were referred to in Scripture as the mighty men. And at one point in the campaign against the Philistines, David was thirsty, but also just missed home. And he missed the time that he could just simply draw water from the well at the gate of Bethlehem. And so in 2 Samuel 23, we learn several of his strongest warriors overheard David saying that he just wished there was some way that someone could draw a drink of water for him from that very well. The well was behind enemy lines. Well, the passage reads on to say that three of his warriors, they took that to heart. It says they literally broke through the Philistine lines. They fought their way to the very well at the gate of Bethlehem, and they took that water back to their leader, David. And he was overwhelmed when he realized what they had done for him. And it was so intense an appreciation that instead of drinking the water, he offered it up to God as a sacrifice. He said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, "I can't drink this. It's as valuable as the blood of the men who risked their lives to get it for me." You see, David did not overlook the value. He did not take it for granted. The sustaining water was such a blessing to him that he offered it to God as one of the most valuable things in his possession at the time. Two different versions of looking at the miraculous. Both of them were for things that sustained them. One with the manna was an indifference, a spoiled, unappreciative view, with a demand for something more, something better, something that selfish nature wanted. The other, the water from the well, was more valuable than gold or livestock. And the source was deeply appreciated with the knowledge that nothing could compare to it. Now let me switch gears for a second. Think about this great nation for a minute. Think about the way it's viewed. There's a liberal progressive view that has determined that no value be placed on the history, traditions, values, and sacrifices of this nation. It's never enough. They shout for more and more, and they shout. The more they shout for, by the way, is usually rooted in a deeply contradictory and misplaced sense that what we have is never to be valued. It's tainted. It's valueless. It is not to be appreciated. Take a knee at the anthem. Rewrite the history. Change the Constitution. Denigrate any historical figure who was not perfectly aligned with their liberal progressive ideology. Regardless of the sacrifice offered up by generations of those who went before them to establish their ability to openly and freely be ungrateful. I would dare say that while conservatives are certainly not perfect, that at the same time conservatism, by its very nature, is far more attuned to appreciating the value of where we are and who we are and what we have as a nation. We understand that sacrifices made by our forebears make the present that much more valuable. We sing the national anthem at sporting events. We thank our men and women in uniform, our men and women who serve as first responders. Conservatives recognize the value of our constitutional liberties more often and believe that the foundational underpinnings of our society are not just notions. They are the very essence of who we are and were, in fact, like the water from the Bethlehem well, bought for us by the blood of others. We have the opportunity, the actual right to choose whether to be ungrateful and demand change to the miracle of the United States with a claim that it's just not enough, or to more aptly take the time to recognize that nothing is more valuable next to our own personal salvation than to live free in a land where freedom is not just an idea, it is who we are. And we conservatives, we cannot let ourselves take that for granted. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, all right. Well, folks, a little passion in that one. Two great stories, by the way. If you haven't seen them, that one about the water at the well, 2 Samuel 23. And then, of course, manna from heaven. You can find that, I believe, in the book of Numbers, if I'm not mistaken. But the reality is this. Both were for things that sustained someone. One was looked at with a deep sense of ungratitude and a desire for things that selfishly they just wanted more. The other was so valuable that it became a sacrifice to God himself. Big doings, folks. Cannot take this country for granted. Do not put it aside. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.